Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top story at WBBM, developing one, the state's daily briefing on Illinois' coronavirus response took an emotional turn last hour as the face of the Illinois Department of Public Health broke down while reading off the latest one-day tally of COVID-19 cases. You heard Dr. Ngozi Ezike's response live on WBBM.
Today, we are reporting 3,874 new cases for a total of 364,33 confirmed cases since the start of this pandemic. Excuse me, please.
Dr. Ezike then turned her back to the podium for 10 to 15 seconds, no doubt emotional, accepted a tissue from an aide, and then turned back to continue her briefing. Later, Governor Pritzker praised the doctor, who he says has been working around the clock to help manage the state's response.
In addition to all of that, she is subject to verbal attack, to protesters showing up at her home, and people have a right to do that. But people should take into consideration that this is a very difficult job.
Governor Pritzker did not elaborate on the nature of the protest. WBBM's Jim Goodis will have more on today's briefing live coming up at 3:30.
In other news today, a person is in critical condition after being shot by Chicago police today in the Little Village neighborhood. A fire department spokesperson says it happened about 12:30 at 26th and Ridgeway. Not yet known yet what prompted that shooting.
To show support for Chicago police, residents on one Southside neighborhood are installing blue bulbs on their porch lights.
The campaign called One Blue Chicago is kicking off in the area around 61st and Wabash. It's the idea of Andre Smith, the president of the group Chicago Against Violence. He says at a time when police and the community are often divided, the Blue Light Campaign is a way to bring the two sides together in a common effort to reduce crime and violence.
It's time for the police and the community to come together, you know, and build trust again and flush out the violence, one blue light at a time.
Smith says he also hopes the blue lights will show criminals that residents will work with police to catch those responsible for crime and violence. His eventual goal is to expand the Blue Light Campaign across the city. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A Niles West High School and U of I grad is leading a campaign to save arts and culture across the country. Matthew Lee Erlbach is a playwright and performer. He says the arts and cultural industry is in dire trouble. The so-called Dawn Act is a financial relief bill for the millions out of work because of the pandemic.
The arts and culture are nonpartisan, and therefore the solution must be bipartisan to the issue we're facing. It's incredibly frustrating. Lives are on the line.
Erlbach is urging the public to call senators to demand emergency arts relief. The Be an Arts Hero campaign has collected nearly 20,000 signatures.
A 39-year-old Southside man who was arrested but released is back in custody, charged with murdering his pregnant ex-girlfriend, a Cook County probation officer.
Miss Jones' child was born just 40 minutes after his mother was shot. She died within moments of giving birth. Child died 4 days later.
First Deputy Police Superintendent Eric Carter announcing charges against Corey Deering, alleged to have shot 35-year-old Stacy Jones, the mother of his child, in the back on her front porch. Chief of Detectives Brendan Dinahan.
Detectives learned that relationship had ended, and they eventually learned the father of the child had made some threats to the victim in this case. The victim had conveyed to some of her friends that the father told her she would never make it through the pregnancy.
Deering, who was a youth football coach, was initially arrested just after the murder, but at the time, police said there was not enough evidence to charge him. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Some residents in Elgin will participating in National Red Ribbon Week this weekend. The Daily Herald says red ribbons will be tied on bridges in downtown Elgin tomorrow to raise awareness about the drug problems facing kids in this country. Red Ribbon Week is in memory of DEA Special Agent Enrique Kiki Camarena, who was killed by drug traffickers in Mexico in 1985.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.